This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Kimberly Adams, in for David Brancaccio. Cars have never been quite so complicated. They have sensors everywhere. Some practically drive themselves. But so far, they still can't fix themselves. The Bureau of Labor Statistics says there will be more demand for auto technicians in the next decade, but it's hard to find places where the next generation can get its hands dirty and learn the basics of car repair. It turns out vintage cars may hold the key. Reporter Carol Vassar has more.
It's auto shop time at the Raymond Hill School in New Britain, Connecticut, and a group of teens gets ready to do a simple oil change. They're working on an old and rather large automobile.
It's a 1934 Hupmobile. It's pretty rare. It was very aerodynamic for its year, the way it's designed and stuff.
That's John Jarish, an auto repair instructor at the school. There's also a 1965 King Midget, and in the past, they've repaired some Ford Model Ts. This vintage auto repair program started 5 years ago with funding from Klingberg Family Services, a local nonprofit agency that oversees this special education school. The goal? Expose high school students to the simpler mechanics of older cars as a possible path to a career repairing today's more complex vehicles. Klingberg's Mark Johnson says some kids have never worked with tools like a wrench or a screwdriver.
So we're starting from some pretty basic things.
Finding innovative ways to get kids interested in auto repair early is vital to the industry's future, says Mike Coley with the National Institute for Automotive Service Excellence.
Vintage cars is a great opportunity because in some respects it's a little bit simpler, it's a little bit easier to grasp some of the basic fundamental concepts because you can really get your hands in and work and see how the actual parts mechanically work together.
The Raymond Hill Vintage Auto Repair Program doesn't track how many of its dozens of graduates have gone into auto repair, but 20-year-old Caleb Tellier, a graduate who is now getting additional vocational training, has his eye on a career in the business.
Ideally, what I'd like to do is at some point start up my own shop.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics projects a 6% growth in employment opportunities for automotive service technicians and mechanics between now and 2026, with a median salary around $40,000. In New Britain, Connecticut, I'm Carol Vassar for Marketplace.